Satisfaction in life. It's just like everything is there. So, sarva dharman parityajya. So, Krishna, what Bhishma told, Raj dharma, duties of a king, is certainly on the bodily level. Stri dharma, pati dharma, patni dharma, pita dharma, putra dharma, everything is on the bodily level. And Krishna is telling, so it was very important instructions which Bhishma gave Yudhishthira just before he left his body. But when Yudhishthira was about to become the king, so that is very useful for him. He has to rule the whole world and see the societies as per their position. If somebody is husband, he has to follow the role of a husband. Wife, whatever it may be. Child, son, father, mother, king, kshatriya, brahman, vaishya, everyone has to follow his duties. So that was told by Bhishma. So, but Krishna is telling here, as a conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, give up all that. Give up all these dharma, raj dharma, kula dharma, pita dharma, whatever. Give up that. And just surrender to me. Okay. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, okay, first I will take my Sanskrit angle. So, this is dharma, bodily level. So, dharma means give up the dharma. Parityajya. Now, this is something instructing. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita shlokas and maybe know something Sanskrit, or even if they don't know, we have heard this type of words many times. Like, bhuktva, bhuktva, pariliyate, krutva, or uktva. These are the words like generally if we say in English or Hindi or Marathi. In a sentence, if there are two verbs, maybe some English scholars can correct if I do some, speak something wrong about grammar. Maybe Vrajvihari Prabhu, Chayushma Prabhu, they can correct. So, there are two verbs. These are like a simple sentence if we say, go to the kitchen and bring prasadam. So, there are two verbs. One is go to the kitchen. Go. And bring prasadam. So, when there are two verbs in a sentence, the first verb is called as tvantak in Sanskrit. Like, do this activity first and then do the second activity. So, here Krishna is telling Arjuna to do two activities. First is sarva dharman parityajya. First is give up all types of religion. Dharma. And then surrender to me. Mam ekam shanam vraja. So, first activity has to be performed and then only we can perform the second activity. It's just like go to the kitchen and bring prasadam. So, you cannot bring prasadam without going to the kitchen. Can you? No. So, we have to go to the kitchen and then we can bring prasadam. So, in that way, first sarva dharman parityajya, we can say is like preliminary condition. To do mam ekam shanam vraja. To do full surrender to Krishna and only surrender. Ekam can be like adjective. Ekam is adjective. So it can be mam ekam, only Krishna. Only surrender. Sharanam vraja. Ekam sharanam, nothing else. And like that, to do that highest type of surrender, we are all surrendered some way. I agree. But mam ekam sharanam, to do that, we have to first do sarva dharman parityajya. That is like a, something like a condition. Also, we can say it has another meaning. Another meaning is, when there are such two activities recommended or told, the first activity is less important and second activity is more important. It's just like same example we are taking. Go to the kitchen and bring prasadam. So what is important? Go to the kitchen. Somebody just go to the kitchen and comes back. I think most of us will be upset on him. Somebody doesn't go to the kitchen, but somehow or other brings prasadam from somewhere, manages something. Then it's okay because, so when there are such two verbs, the first verb is important, something like a condition, but second verb is the purpose. The purpose is second verb, that is sharanam vraja. So here, we have to give up sarva dharman, but the purpose is sarvam vraja. We have to surrender to Krishna. That is the activity. So we should not get confused. Sometimes, out of laziness in this world, people want to give up material responsibilities. out of laziness or whatever it may be. And they want to blame japa or something. Like once one student told me, he thought he is doing nice bhakti. But he told me, one student, that Proji, अभी ना जब करने चालू कर दिया तो अभी पढ़ाई करने का मूड ही नहीं होता है. तो उसको लगा अच्छा कर रहा है बहुत. तो मेरा पढ़ाई वैसे भी करने का मूड पहले भी नहीं था तुमको. जब करने से नहीं रहे थे, पहले भी मूड नहीं था तुमको पढ़ाई करने का. तो वाई यू आर ब्लेमिंग जपा ऑन दैट. बट ही थॉट ही इज गेटिंग रिनाउंस्ड फ्रॉम द डिजायर टू फ्रॉम द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू स्टडी. सो समटाइम्स वी आर इरिस्पॉन्सिबल और लेजी. And we want to blame it on Krishna consciousness. We should not do that mistake. But still, we have to try. The real detachment has to come. And it doesn't come in one day or one year. It comes after steady practice. Many, many years of practice. Many, many years of ups and downs in life. Then that renunciation will come. Therefore, it is said, Brahmacharya Ashram, Gurustha Ashram, Vanprastha Ashram, and then Sannyasa Ashram. Generally, that is the process. We have to, get thoroughly experienced in this world to get thorough renunciation. So anyway, we come back to the shloka. So, okay, but here it is paritejya, it's not paritektva. Generally, it's like tektva. So, smrutva, remember. So, why it is, that's the Sanskrit part. When there is no prefix to the verb, like tektva, but because the pari is added, pari. So, like smrutva and samsmrutya, those are added Bhagavad Gita shlokas. So, if there is prefix to the verb, it doesn't become taktva, it becomes tya. That's the change that happens in Sanskrit. So, pari, what is pari means? Pari prefix means complete. Complete. Like if we know Marathi, I studied in English medium school, but my mother would take tuitions for Marathi medium. So there is, you know, perimeter, perimeter in English, and in Marathi it is called parimiti or something like that. I have not studied Marathi medium, but just listening my mother's tuitions, I learned that word. So in Marathi it is called as parimiti, or English we call it perimeter. So like complete. So paritejya. So why only pari prefix is added? Not only give up, all types of, again, sarva. So Krishna is, so one's verb is used sarva. Sarva means all type of dharma. And pari means from all sides, complete. One has to give up all the dharmas from all the angles, all perimeter. Not some part of the dharma, or some dharma, or all dharma from some angle, or not one dharma from all angle. Krishna is used the word sarva and also pari. That means all the dharmas from all the angles, from all the possible understanding has to be given up. And then the main action is mam ekam sharam vraja. That is the main action. Only renunciation is not the main action. Now we move on to the next line. Now Krishna has told what you have to do. You in the sense, we have to do. Now Krishna in the second line is telling what he will do. First line he told what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to do sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shanam vraja. What Krishna will do? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. So you know, I will deliver you from all the sinful activities which you have performed. If we give up all types of dharma from all angles and surrender to Krishna, only Krishna, and only surrender, ekam shanam vraja, go, then Krishna says, I will protect you. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. From the sins, I will moksha ishyami, moksha ishyami, mokshana. We say moksha. Moksha means free. We are right now bound with the sins. How many sins are there? We don't know. We are bound. Apne paav pe bandha hua hai. Some speaker, I don't remember exactly, he told the story here. I'll keep it short because we have to discuss many things. The story was, we cannot avoid our sinful reactions, whatever we may do. whole material world is trying to avoid that. To keep the story short, there's one, I better go for the story. But basically, we may go from here to any part of the world or underwater, over water, in the moon. The karma will follow us. That's the whole essence of the story. So, yeah, there's an important point. Krishna is very intelligent. He speaks every word with a chosen, thoughtful understanding. He has said, yes, you surrender completely as the first line. I will free you from all the sinful reactions. But he has very intelligently used the future tense for that. Moksha ishyami means you surrender now, and when I will free you? After some time. There will be some time gap. I have surrendered. Where is moksha? Krishna never told immediately. Where is moksha? Where Krishna is not freeing me from all the sins. Aray, itna to chal raha, mera sinful reaction aa raha. Krishna told. What he told? Moksha ishyami. The next question will be, how much time gap, Baba? 5 minutes? 5 years? Because we are very, in Kali Yuga, people are very, what do you call it? Very less patient. Nowadays, this mobile and this. They expect us to answer within few minutes. They don't answer, then why you are not answering and this and that. Krishna is very patient. We have to learn. Krishna said, moksha ishya. When? I will. Krishna's promise is, he will. When? Wait. Wait for some time. How much time? How much time? Till Krishna is thoroughly convinced that you are steady on the platform of Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Shranam Vraja. Because sometimes we may do it and we may not be steady. Still, how much time? How much time? Krishna has not promised, so I cannot also tell how much time. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't tell. He just tell, he has promised, I will deliver. So that, be sure that will happen. But how much, just like that story of, I think, Mukunda in Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprakash Lila. He was told, after 10 million births, I will deliver you. So he knew, abhi to hone wala hai. It may be take 10 million births. I don't want to make you hopeless or despondent. But what is the loss? Krishna has promised. Let's focus on what we are supposed to do. What we are supposed to do? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam. We are focused. This is the tendency of material world. Dusre ke paas kya hai, dusra kya kar raha hai, wo sab dekhte baithne ka. Usne kaise improve hona chahiye? How he should change? But how, what I should do, how I should change, that is what is the focus. So anyway, this is the part of it. Some small confusion can happen. I will take that and then take a narration and then move on to the Ramayana. So, Krishna is telling Sarva Dharman, give up all types of dharma. And Arjun was a yodha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you are a yodha. And your dharma is to fight the war. And after this shloka, Krishna asks Arjun, have you understood my whole Bhagavad Gita? If you have not understood, ask the doubt. I will repeat it. Arjun says, I have understood. So, just now Krishna told, give up all varieties of religion. For Arjun it is, give up your Kshatriya dharma. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjun starts fighting. Abhi to bataya, give up Sarva dharma. Oh Arjun, give up Kshatriya dharma. Yes, Mam Ekam Shranam Vraja is there, I understand. That is one angle. To do what Krishna has told. Except one or two places in the starting of Bhagavad Gita. Starting, not ending. Krishna has told directly that Arjun, you should fight. Yuddhaya yuddha. But latter part he never says. So Arjun has a choice. Krishna just told me, give up all types of dharma. I am Kshatriya, so I will give up Kshatriya dharma. So actually, this is the whole, what do you call it, riddle or puzzle of Bhagavad Gita. That is the essence. That is the real essence. That also mentioned in 3rd chapter, 4th chapter. Where I am not exactly remembering the shlokas right now, but I remember the meaning. So that maybe you can help me. That karma sticks to us. Anyway, I'll tell the meaning. So Krishna is telling here what we have to give up. Arjun fought. He performed Kshatriya duty. That was his duty. That was his dharma. Actually, the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita in one way, not one way Krishna has spoken about it, is to give up the attachment. The subtle. हमको जो आसक्ति है, I am this, I am that, I am bodily level, man, woman, kshatriya, or this, or that, or beautiful, or I am so intelligent, whatever it may be. All the bodily attachments have to be given up. Without just externally giving up, like somebody may give up 10 lakh rupees, but he may keep on remembering that for 10 lakh lifetimes. So, he has externally given up, but internally, he has not given up. So, that is a very important thing. We will get the reaction of our action only if we are attached. That's the shloka which I wanted to mention from the third chapter. I am not remembering. But Krishna says clearly, the reactions will come to us if we are attached to the action. The reactions won't come if we are not attached, if we are doing completely detached work. We are doing work, but completely detached. Then the reactions won't come. So what has to be given up is not exactly the physical dharma. Stri dharma, Purush dharma, Pati dharma, Patni dharma, Pita dharma, Putra dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Brahman. The physical aspect may be given up or may not be given up as per your circumstance. But the attachment angle has to be given up by one and all, every time, in every circumstance. As I said, Kali Yuga, people just want to do the opposite. When they are young, 25 years, 30 years, when they get fed up with the material world, they Prabhuji sab chhod dene ka hai, bas ho gaya. And when they are actually supposed to give up at the age of 50, they differ from that. Prabhuji 5 saal baad aur. और जब छोड़ने का नहीं है तब सब छोड़ने. सो दैट इज एक्चुअली गिविंग अप आवर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. वी आर अटैच्ड. सो प्लीज ऑल ऑफ अस टू चेक. समबडी कैन बी कंप्लीटली डिटैच्ड लाइक अर्जुन एंड स्टिल वेज अ बिग वॉर लाइक महाभारत. व्हेन अर्जुन वेज द बिग वॉर किलिंग सो मेनी पीपल, इंटरनली ही वॉज डिटैच्ड. सो इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. वैष्णव क्रिया मुद्रा विज्ञे न भुजे. We might see, we can see Prabhupada flying, going by flight to America, and so he's doing so many pastimes, but he is completely detached. So that is an important point of this shloka. I would just like to tell one story and then move on to Ramayana. Before that, story of a very nice acharya of Sri Sampradaya. In Sri Sampradaya also, this shloka is given a little bit more importance. It is called a Charam shloka. So, one disciple of Sripad Ramanujacharya, very scholarly, very high disciple, Dasharathi, he went to Ramanujacharya, to Ramanujacharya Guruji, can you please tell me the meaning of this shloka? He said, wait. I said, you have to be very patient. Today's people want immediate answers. Sometimes I would like to tell all of you and all of us, we think some Prabhuji or some guide is our answer machine. Once now, one disciple was asking some questions to Prabhupada. He asked one question, Prabhupada gave answer. He asked second question, Prabhupada gave answer. Then he asked third question. Prabhupada said, enough, that's why I written my books. You first read the books. All the answers are there in the books. You don't want to read the books and just keep on asking questions, expecting that some Prabhuji or someone, just to be like an answer machine. कुछ कॉइन डालो तो कुछ आंसर आ जाएगा बाहर. नो, रीड द बुक्स. फर्स्ट रीड द बुक्स प्रॉपरली कंप्लीटली एंड देन इफ यू आर क्वेश्चन आस्क. ये इसके कारण जस्ट सिंपल क्वेश्चन भेज दो. सो आई ऑल्सो समटाइम्स प्ले द ट्रिक. नॉट प्ले, आई वुड लाइक टू डू दैट. मीन्स आई डू दैट. सम क्वेश्चन कम, आई टेक एटलीस्ट 15-20 डेज टू आंसर. आई से यू माइट यूज ईमेल, यू माइट यूज व्हाट्सएप, यू माइट यूज एनीथिंग. I am in the age of postal mail. You can ask me questions, but suppose you are in New Delhi, then I would think you are writing a nice question on a letter. Then after a day or two, you are going to the post office and posting that. And after 8-10 days, that letter may come to Mumbai or Ratnagiri or Lonere. Then in my own ease, after 3-4 days, I will write an answer. And after a day or two, I will post it. And after 8 days, you will get the answer. So you have to wait for that many days. Because if we send the answer immediately, next second another question comes. Let him practice Krishna consciousness. Let him read the books. So whatever medium you ask me, the answer will come after postal mail time only. And sometimes, if you know those who have used post offices, those who are little elder, kabhi kabhi wo mail post letter gaya bhi ho jata tha. So sometimes your question might get deleted also, occasionally. It doesn't happen that way, but that's the way. We have to be patient. So Ramacharya was asked by Dasharathi, please tell us the meaning of this shloka. He said, wait. Wait? Hum turant 2 ghante baad puchenge. Proji, wait ho gaya na khatam? Can you, Proji, you forgot to tell me the meaning. Wait. He waited for weeks. Years. At least weeks and months. There's a similar wait, patience. You know this, I don't know the, for Parashar Bhatta, his disciple asked him one question. I'm not going to tell that story in detail. I'm just going to tell that wait aspect. And Parashar Bhatta told, if you want to know the answer of this question, go to Anantacharya, who is in Tirupati. And Parashar Bhatta was in Srirangam, around 400 kilometers. I don't know how much patience we have. Maybe Vraj Vihari Prabhu answers many questions. So, if someone asks you a question and you tell him, if you want to know the answer, walk 400 kilometers and ask that devotee. I doubt anyone will go there. So, Parashar Bhatta told that devotee, you want to get the answer, walk to Tirupati, climb the hill, and Anantacharya is there to ask him. But this devotee went. That is a sincere inquiry. And he went and submissively asked Anantacharya. Anantacharya asked, why you have come? He said, Parashar Bhatta has this question to Parashar Bhatta. He sent me to you. So he said, what is your question? He said, what is a devotee? What are the qualities or lakshan of a devotee? So Anantacharya said, wait. Preachers can learn this technique. Wait. Wait how many days? Many days, months passed. He is just staying, that devotee is staying in the Anantacharya's place, Tirupati, doing some seva. Wait. Months passed. After many months, there was a festival in Tirupati. And that time, so many months. And then he got a cryptic answer. He got an answer which he could not understand. I don't remember exactly. Some of you can help me. So after the festival, he was given some seva. Basically, what was told him? Sarva Dharman Parityajya. That devotee, the festival was there. Thousands of people had come. That devotee sat, after the festival, devotee sat for that prasad in the line. So Anantacharya came and requested him, Guruji, see, you are sitting on the prasadam line. Can you please get up and do the serving part? This devotee very happily got up. Very difficult. Just think, if you are sitting in the plate, and someone says, thoda seva karo na, yaar, kya mere ko pakadne ka tha, kya, aise, prasad is in front. That's the most difficult. He got up, very happily did the service, and again sat in the second round. Again Anantacharya came to him. Guruji, can you serve the second round also? Can you sit later? He very happily got up. Again sat in the third round. Like that third round, fourth round, I don't know how many rounds were there. But he took prasad in the last round. He was allowed. And after that was taken, the next day Anantacharya called him. And asked, you had some question, na? He said, yeah, what are the lakshanas of a devotee? Then he got the answer. Devotee is like a salt, a crane, what is the third one? If any. Cock, kumbra. I won't give the whole answer meaning. So, a crane, a cock, a salt, and you. Bouncer, guess. He could not understand anything. What is a devotee is like a cock, a crane, bagla, murga, bagla, salt or abjase. But he got the answer. He came, walked down back 400 kilometers, Parashar Bhatta. Kai mahine ek saal ho gaya, ek question ke liye ek saal. So, Parashar Bhatta asked, did you get the answer? He said, yeah, I got the answer. But I could not understand it. I said, what answer you got? So after 1 year, he told me, a devotee is like a crane, a cock, a salt and you. And Parashar Bhatta started clapping and dancing and jumping. He said, ah, what a wonderful answer, what a wonderful answer, what a wonderful answer. He was more bewildered. I could not understand his dancing and jumping. So then Parashar Bhatta explained him. I won't go, otherwise it will take a lot of time. But here, Dasarathi was told to wait. So this is Sarvadharman Parityajya, we have to be patient. Then what happened, niece of Ramanacharya, she had got young lady, just married, and she was having some lot of heavy work at, what you call it, in-law's house, and bit troubled as usual in the traditional old Indian households, maybe in the present day also, I'm not that aware, but something, and she was supposed to do a lot of, in kya? Sasur mein, sasari. A lot of work, and then she expressed to her in-laws that so much work, I am getting tired, I am not able to do, can I get some help, assistant? So the in-laws told, if you want help, go and get it from your father. Maike se leke aao. Bichari, more bewildered. Then once she came to meet Ramacharya, who was like uncle or mama or something, and she explained her grief. He said, I need some help, very difficult life. So Ramacharya said, okay, you need some household help? I will provide. And he called Dasharathi. Dasharathi, please come here. Dasharathi is not some, he is a very high scholar, one of the top scholars in South India. Can you go to her home and do the nirful? It's just like, I don't know, I should not take the names, but like temple president or something like that, being sent like that. And Dasharathi very happily went. There are some LC members also sitting here. They are looking at me. So Dasharathi happily went. And she did not know who is he. She was very happy. I got a helping hand. A maid. And Dasharathi was supposed to wash the vessels. Draw the water from the well. And what not. All these household things. Sweep and broom. And he did for many months or maybe few years. Peacefully. And then, to keep the story short, one day some kirtankar boy or some preacher had come to their village. And evening time, the whole village went to listen to him. And this family also went and they thought, let us take this maid also with us, helping hand. So all of them went. And that speaker was speaking some philosophical wrong thing. And Dasharathi immediately raised up and said, hey, you are speaking something wrong. So the speaker got annoyed. He said, hey, tu ghar kaam karne wala hai. Tu kya scholars ke saath baat kar raha hai? But the people of the village could understand that this person is speaking something logical. So they said, tomorrow we'll have a debate. Today you continue speaking, tomorrow we'll have a debate. And next day they had a debate. And Dasharathi thoroughly dismantled all his arguments. People were amazed. Arre, ghar mein kaam karne wala itna scholar hai. That time social media was not there. The people had heard the name of Dasharathi as a great scholar, but they never knew how he looks. They never knew how he looks. So they ultimately asked, hey, tere ghar mein kaam karne wala itna scholar hai, kaun hai? Gaon ke logon ne pucha. Ultimately, when asked, he told, I am Dasharathi. So they said, why do you not tell me before? They said, you never asked. When you asked, we told. So they were amazed. Gaon ke wo lady ko chillaya, uske saas sasur hai, tum Dasharathi ko apne ghar mein kaam mein rakha hai. Kya pagal aadmi ho? All of them gave full respect to Dasharathi with a full honors. They took him back to Ramacharya, begged forgiveness and said, very sorry for accepting him as a maid servant in our home of our village. The whole village went. And Dasharathi again then started staying in the ashram. And after that, Ramacharya asked, you wanted to know the meaning of that shloka, na? Now we have become qualified to learn the meaning. Because he has given up the attachment that I am a scholar Dasharathi. And for many, many months or years. So Krishna says, मोक्ष इश्यामी, नॉट वन डे, एक दिन थोड़ा बर्तन मांझ के आ गया, नो आई रिटर्न, नॉट दैट वे, मेनी मेनी मंथ्स एंड इयर्स. सो हैविंग सेड दैट, दैट सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य. वी मूव ऑन टू अ बिट ऑफ रामायण फॉर व्हाट आर 7-10 मिनट्स वी आर रिमेनिंग बिफोर वी कंक्लूड. सो जस्ट जनरली टू आर्ग्यूमेंट्स, आई विल कीप इट शॉर्ट. आई वॉन्ट टू टेल वन स्टोरी ऑल्सो फॉर devotees who are practicing sadhana for many years. This is especially for them, but for everyone. Two arguments which generally taken about Ramayana is what do you call it? Very hot on the mobile. Did Ram eat meat? Actually, see, we can say no, yes, but we have to ultimately refer to the books, which is Valmiki Ramayana. And they quote some shlokas also. In the whole of Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, there is no mention that Ram ate meat. But few times as a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas are allowed to do hunting. There are various reasons why they are allowed. I don't have time, I won't go into that. But there are many, many logical and real reasons why Kshatriyas are allowed to do hunting. So yes, Ram hunted few animals few times. It is mentioned in Ramayana. But aajkal ke logon ka vritti kya hai? एटीट्यूड क्या है, स्वभाव क्या है? दे गो टू हंट ओनली वेन दे हैव टू ईट द एनिमल, दैट इज द टूडेज पीपल. बट राम वॉज हंटिंग फॉर डिफरेंट पर्पजेस विच आई वोंट मे ओके एज अ आई हैव टू मेंशन दैट आंसर विल बी इनकम्प्लीट. क्षत्रियाज आर अलाउड टू हंट बिकॉज दे हैव टू कीप द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ शूटिंग, किलिंग, सीइंग ब्लड ऑन हैंड्स. You might have, if you have don't experience of seeing blood, killing and the blood flowing, then when you have to perform this duty of Kshatriya, where you have to kill the enemy or the kill the miscreant, then if you see the blood, you will get unconscious. Chakkar aa jayega. So Kshatriyas are allowed to hunt, so that they have to be used to, first is to shoot, shooting practice. Second is to see the blood. But they are not allowed to, that doesn't mean they will eat the animal. Today's people, they hunt to eat. But Kshatriyas hunt to keep practice of doing the Kshatriya duty, keep practice of shooting, and they do it whenever there is some animal population increasing in some area. So many other purposes are achieved. But Ram never ate meat. Yes, he hunted. It is mentioned he hunted, but he never ate meat. Another book which one devotee from Maharaj, he sent me. He said, in this book it is said, Ram was not ek patni vrata. He had relation with many wives, or many women we can say. Not wives, many women. And they quoted one shloka number also of Valmiki Ramayana in that book, reference. So I thought, let us at least read what is in Valmiki Ramayana, then we can sing. So I opened that chapter and that shloka of Valmiki Ramayana. And I saw that shloka was a part of description where Ram has already gone to Vanvas, and Dashrath Maharaj is lamenting about Ram and how Ram is, he is just thinking that how Ram must be suffering, or what you call it, uncomfortable in the forest. Ram is practiced or used to all the comforts of palace, sleeping on mattress and whatever it may be, all the facilities. So Dashrath Maharaj in that lamenting mood is telling his ministers, please send all these things for Ram's comfort. So there are like 2-3 shlokas full of list. What to send, the coke, send the sofa, send the whatever the facility was there in the palace. Everything was to be sent. Send, what do you call it, mattresses, send scents. So in that list, there also send cooks. Send all the opulent ingredients for cooking. Sell golden vessels, so many ingredients are, so many list is there. And in that, one thing is mentioned, is that send all the palace, not all, send the palace ladies also. Because there are many ladies in the palace doing work of serving water, doing chamar, cleaning, all these things. So, yes, what is mentioned in shloka, which that book mentions, is send the ladies of the palace. But that doesn't mean that ladies are for bodily pleasure. It's there are so many things have to be sent. It's just like suppose tomorrow chief minister of our Maharashtra goes to some other state for visit. And who are supposed to go with him? Some the car will go, security will go, and some office staff will go. And in the office staff, there are some 5 males and 5 females. Doesn't mean those females are for the bodily pleasure. The office staff is going with the chief minister, as simple as that. If your mind is crooked, you will think that females are for bodily pleasure. So Ramayana mentions, yes, in the whole list, Dashrath Maharaj just mentions send the palace ladies also, in the whole list. So it's just like screwing out the meaning. Further, I would just like to take like some instruction part. This is from Aranyakand, chapter 9. When Ram has left, means Ram, Lakshman, Sita had left Chitrakoot and they are not yet reached Panchavati. They are visiting many sages in between. So at that point, one day, Sita Maiya sees Ram and Lakshman in the morning with bow and arrow and sword going into the forest. They had vowed to the rishis that we will destroy all the Rakshasas who are troubling you. And they are going that. At that time, Sita Mata, as a wife, she is doing her duty. She is telling Ram that, be careful. A man on a path of dharma, please listen. A man on a path of dharma, in a very subtle way, can glide to the path of adharma. He will keep on doing the path of dharma externally, but he will glide off to the path of adharma. Please be careful, Ram. You are doing the path of dharma to protect the sages. But I feel that you might also be glided to the path of adharma. Why it happens, Sita says. She says, if one maintains the addictions born of desire, we might have many ulterior desires. It can be anything. Man, pratishtha, position, wealth, enjoyment, whatever. If we have material desires, and material desires are addictive, not only liquor is addictive, all material desires are addictive in nature. In that way. So, if we maintain the addictions born of desire, then a man on the path of dharma will be subtly, very subtly, not knowing, he is not aware, will be glided on the path of adharma. And she says, such addictions which are born of desire are 3 in nature. I just mentioned them and we'll end today's class. The first one, she says, false speech is extremely bad. Sometimes we as a devotees might do false speech for some desires here and there, small or big, very bad or less bad or very less bad, whatever, material, selfish desires. We might speak something false. So, she says that is very bad. She says, other two are more worse. The second one is, copulation with other's wife. Relationship with other's wives. And third one is, cruelty without animosity. It can be physical cruelty, verbal cruelty. If there is no animosity, one should not be cruel. Then Sita says to Ram, first, you don't have. You never speak false, lies. There are 2 levels of speaking truth. One is to speak true what has happened. It means, like, okay, yesterday I got up at, okay, I can say, like, today morning I got up at 4:15. This is truth. And I speak the truth. That is one level of truth we should speak. Ki jo ho gaya hai, jo bhi badla nahi ja sakta na, main aaj 4:15 ko utha to 4:15 ko utha. It cannot be changed, no. It cannot be changed like, no, I go back the time and I get up at 4:30. No, it has happened. So speak truth of what has already happened. That is one level of truth. But the Vedic scriptures expect second level of truth also. To make it happen what we speak. Tomorrow I will get up at 4:15. To get up at the same time. And if you don't get up, we are liars. Kaliyug ke liye to bahut upar ka hai. Tomorrow I will do Nirjal Ekadashi. We decide and then. So, that is truth. To make truth what we speak, that is a higher level, but that is what Ram also did. Oh, hai na kya? Raghuveer Rita Sada Chali Aai. Pran Jai. Pran Jai Ka Bhi Chalega. Jo Bola Vaise Hona Chahiye. So, that is the truth. But Sita says, Ram, you don't have this. You never speak lies. Whatever you speak comes truth. You don't, and relation with other's wife, she says, is out of question for you, Ram. See, those who say from the Rama and that Ram had more than one, not more than one wife, relationship with more than Sita. Sita's certificate is the best. Who can be the better person to give the certificate of the, what you call it, character of a husband than the wife itself? Huh? The wife is giving that your mind, in the rarest corner of your mind, Ram, you will not think of other wife, means other lady. So, for those who answer or those who accuse Ram of all this, Sita has given a very wonderful answer. Sita says, this third point, O Ram, I fear that you might be doing it. Or you might do it in the future. So I want to warn you. That is cruelty without animosity. She says, you are taking weapons and then I fear that you might kill animals or even Rakshasas who are not troubling unnecessarily. Please be careful. I just want to advise you that way. So, for all of us, all the three we have to be careful of. For Ram, he was not indulging in any of the three. Sita only warned for the third one that might happen in the future. But for all of us, because we are practicing devotional service, and we might think we are practicing, but very subtly we will just glide from path of dharma to the path of adharma. What are the three? It will happen because of addictions born of desire, but what they manifest, three forms, speaking lies, relation with other's wives, and cruelty without animosity. I would end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because it is already time. If any questions, we can meet personally. Hare Krishna.
ये थोड़ी बातें ना चीन है।